I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States is reeling in horror and disbelief after the massacre that played out over the weekend. We spoke to our ministry partner who does work in the area and asked them this question. What can we do that actually means something? Plus, we're also going to introduce you to an organization that has a heart for believers whose very faith puts them in danger. That story coming up in just a moment. But first, nearly 60 people were killed and over 500 wounded at the mass shooting in Las Vegas on Sunday. It's the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says they've got chapters at college campuses in Nevada.
We have had InterVarsity students who were at the concert. So far, we've been able to check in with the ones that we know about, and they all seem to be physically fine. They're obviously still reeling from the experience.
Many are praying for the victims, but prayer is sometimes criticized as a lackluster response. Howe says we need to be careful not to use praying for you offhandedly. But when offered in sincerity, he says,
I don't think it's actually a bare minimum response. I think, in fact, prayer is the most authentically human and Christian response, but it also is the church saying, I'm willing to be used to change this. Lord, allow me the privilege of being an answer to the prayers that I pray.
So pray for Christ to comfort those who've been hurt by the Las Vegas shooting. And for the churches, Howe says to ask this question.
If this were to happen in my community, is my church prepared to respond? Because unless we've planned for these events, we'll be caught scrambling. And so frequently, where the church shines and its witness in the world is when we're prepared to act in the face of tragedy.
Next, an increasing number of reports continue to flow out of Pakistan, claiming that Christian persecution is on the rise in the country. And the culprit? Allah. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
the blasphemy laws are abused. People are accused of blasphemy for a variety of reasons. The blasphemy can even just be an insinuation or innuendo, which if you're the Muslim in this case, that's a very subjective thing, and you can just say, I'm offended, and therefore I want to charge you with blasphemy. So the blasphemy laws are used frequently to settle personal scores and vendettas.
Because of this, it's not terrorists or the government that are Pakistani Christians' biggest threat, but their neighbors and families.
No one has been executed by the government for the crime of blasphemy since 1990. And yet scores of people are dying in the street once they're accused of it. So sometimes being put in jail after a charge of blasphemy is the safest place for the Christian to be, ironically.
And yet, despite the risks, FMI church planters are still sharing the gospel. So please pray that his name is made known throughout Pakistan. And finally, 17 years ago, 36 missionaries from China set out to reach a Buddhist country for Christ. They were the first contemporary missionaries with Back to Jerusalem, an organization that equips Chinese believers to bring the gospel to the world's least reached countries. Back to Jerusalem's Al Young explains,
we are an agency that provides resourcing for them and enabling them to fulfill the task that God has given them with the Great Commission of taking the gospel message from Eastern China all the way through Western China, through the Middle East, and back to Jerusalem, where the gospel started over 2,000 years ago.
Back to Jerusalem provides the underground church with resources like Bibles and vocational training. Young asks that you keep these believers in your prayers as they face numerous challenges.
They do not have a regular place to meet. As we'd think about a church building, we'd have to meet in some remote place, maybe some farm housing or something in the woods or something in a way that they'd be least distracted or detected by the authorities. So we need divine protection of the Father and for relief of those who are even now suffering persecution.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories in it bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.